Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, June 7th. The 416 fire outside of Durango continues to blaze through the San Juan National Forest, and mandatory evacuations are underway at this hour. According to the Durango Herald, La Plata County ordered mandatory evacuations to begin at 6 a.m. Thursday for residences in the Hermosa area. Residents there already had been under a pre-evacuation notice. The Hermosa area being evacuated is north from Cometti Mead Lane to the intersection of County Road 250C and U.S. Highway 550. The evacuation also includes County Roads 201, 202, the north end of 203, and adjacent neighborhoods. U.S. Highway 550 North will remain closed Thursday until evacuations are complete. An evacuation center and shelter is open 24 hours a day at Escalante Middle School. Livestock can be evacuated to the La Plata County Fairgrounds. The evacuations are in addition to evacuation orders that remain in effect for about 850 homes north of Hermosa on Highway 550. Late Wednesday night or early Thursday morning, firefighters expected the 416 fire to reach the Hermosa Creek drainage, offering an opportunity to fight the southwest end of the fire, but also coming with the risk of spot fires near Hermosa. Fire conditions today are expected to be the worst firefighters have faced this week, with hot and windy conditions in the forecast. A Type 1 federal firefighting team mobilized Wednesday morning and will take command of the 416 firefight. The 416 fire was measured at 4,015 acres with 10% containment as of Wednesday afternoon. There are 598 firefighters working on the blaze. Highway 550 is expected to be open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Thursday with limited access. Only traffic escorted by law enforcement will be allowed through. There is a 10-foot width limit on vehicles going through the fire zone. Governor John Hickenlooper signed his final bills as governor on Tuesday at the state capitol. And as Benta Berkland reports, he discussed this week's Supreme Court's decision on the Masterpiece Cake Shop case.
Seven of the nine justices ruled in favor of a baker, Jack Phillips, who refused to make a cake for a same-sex couple's wedding celebration based on his religion. The opinion hinged on the Colorado Civil Rights Commission, which heard the case and decided against Phillips. The high court said the commission was hostile and biased against the baker's deeply held religious beliefs. The governor says the state will thoroughly digest the ruling.
And make sure that the commission has got all the training And we all agree on how to approach cases in the future to make sure that we're doing things in the right way. And, you know, religious freedom is something that pretty much everybody I know believes in, right? Nobody wants to in any way disrespect someone's religion.
After Hickenlooper signed a bill into law and took questions, he seemed sentimental. He thanked the press for covering him over the years and doing what he called a fair and honorable job. He's term limited and says he hasn't decided on his next steps. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The effects of climate change are already being felt at the headwaters of the West's most important river system, according to a new study. Luke Runyon has more.
The Colorado River is the water source for some 40 million people in seven states. Warmer temperatures high up in the mountains, where the river gets its start, are already reducing its flow and melting snow earlier in the year.
If we have less of it stored, and if it's coming down early in the year, then we have a mismatch between when the precipitation falls and when we actually need it.
Stephen Saunders is director of the nonprofit Rocky Mountain Climate Organization, which compiled the report for local governments in northwest Colorado. While other parts of the West have recorded declines in mountain snowfall, the river's headwaters haven't. And if greenhouse gas emissions are reduced now, Saunders says temperature increases could happen slower, easing some of the effects. I'm Luke Runyon.
According to a press release from the U.S. Forest Service, the Love Fire in Montrose County is contained. The fire near Love Mesa, about 25 miles northwest of Montrose, ended up burning about 40 acres. The fire burned in the Ouray Ranger District and is believed to have been caused by lightning. The fire was in a very remote area with limited road access. No structures were threatened. The incident commander declared the fire contained as of Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Firefighters hand-dug a containment line completely around the fire. Some smoke might still be visible as the fire is mopped up. Except for the Grand Mesa itself, the Grand Mesa, Uncompahgre, and Gunnison National Forests remain under Stage 1 fire restrictions. And according to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, fire restrictions will go into effect on most Bureau of Land Management lands in Mesa and Garfield counties on Friday. The Stage 1 restrictions apply to lands administered by the BLM's Grand Junction Field Office and its Colorado River Valley Field Office in Silt. The new restrictions also apply to BLM lands in northern Montrose County. Unincorporated private lands in Montrose County and BLM lands in the Uncompahgre Field Office are also under Stage 1 restrictions. The federal restrictions are in place until further notice. Violations of them are punishable of fines up to $100,000 and up to 12 months in prison. Anyone starting a wildfire also can be required to pay restitution for the cost of fighting it. Mesa County also has imposed a ban on the sale of fireworks in unincorporated areas of the county. The use of fireworks is always prohibited on BLM, National Forest, and National Park Service lands. And Benta Berkland has more news from the governor today. In this, his last year in office, Hickenlooper has vetoed 9 bills. That's the most vetoes he's issued since becoming governor, and he is being criticized for it.
Marijuana advocates are upset that he vetoed a bill to allow some dispensaries to set up tasting rooms, another measure to let public companies invest in marijuana businesses, and a proposal to let medical marijuana be used as a treatment for children on the autism spectrum. Before he issued the autism veto, he said making it law could send the wrong message.
If we sign that bill, we end up, without question, we end up in some way encouraging more young people to look at this as an antidote for their problems, right?
Hickenlooper added that using medical marijuana for autism needs more research. Supporters say they are disappointed and frustrated that the governor seemed to ignore all the hard work and concessions that went into passing these bipartisan bills. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
And that was your regional newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.